years have come, oh, and the years have gone, but the cause of Jesus still goes on. For the time will come on that, hallelujah, oh, to reject this world, to embrace the cross.
This morning, even we are here to pledge that allegiance unto him. Amen. We thank the Lord. He has given us yet another week. And we are thankful that grace had been so good to us, sufficient for us, that this morning, right from your bed, you were thinking of only one thing. Amen. How you get to his house. Yeah, to begin the week right in his presence. To thank the Lord for that quickening and that inspiration. Amen. Let's bow our eyes and let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, yes, your children, this morning we are thankful to you. We can look back like a week that has just passed, Lord. Amen. Oh, how your grace, your mercies, your protection, and your loving kindness has seen us through, God. And Lord, our grace so sufficient, always to us, Lord. Always it abounds unto us, that we will have everything in sufficiency. That even, Lord, this morning, you've called us to come and sit at your feet, O God. Father, we thank you for the journey mercies we have made from the north, south, east, and west, and to converge here right in your presence, Lord. Father, we know that as you called, there is something in store for us. So, Lord, we come with all humility, Lord, with all reverence, that you help us, O God. The purpose that, Lord, you called us this morning, we will receive abundantly and exceedingly, O God. So, Father, we want to commit our Sunday school now into your hands, that the author of the word will come, take the word and make it a living bread unto us. We thank you once again. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. As we are standing, we are coming to the second part of our, and we will try to really go through it immediately. Amen. So let's quickly turn to our scripture, John 14. John 14, 1 to 6. Let's quickly read the scripture. He said, Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believed in God, and believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. That's our subject, the way ye know. Amen. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto me No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the reading of the word. Shall we be seated? God richly bless you. So today, last week I forgot my slide, and so we'll be looking at the slide today, and then try to glean what we can from it. And last week, as we said, Jesus said, "Ye know the way." But Thomas questioned Jesus that, we don't know the way. And Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." The answer brought these three great attributes that are in Christ. And last week, we got to know that God has placed an instinct in a man to desire for all these three great attributes. Amen. Because our life speaks of that. We went through that last week. So, when we saw that last week, we saw that how this instinct has been directed towards always what? The natural side of things. Amen. We are looking for a way to survive, the natural way. We always want the truth when we are doing our businesses. It's in us. And then life, when we see that a car that has gone out of control is coming towards you, you have to what? Escape. You have to run away. So the desire to what? To keep life is also in you. So all these three attributes are in us, you see. And so if man is able to translate these natural instincts into the spiritual, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then God also adding all other things to you, you see, then you see that man would come back to what? The original way, the original truth, and the original life. And then you see a man that has been quickened together with Christ. When you have done this, your instinct now turn towards the spiritual, and you have been, you've come to that original way, original truth, and original life, then you see a man that is quickened together with Christ. Amen. A man that has been raised together with Christ. A man that has made to sit together with Christ in heavenly places. Amen. So in the message book, to whom shall we go? The prophet says something. He said, it is death to reject that way. Amen. He said, that's the reason Peter said, to whom shall we go? For you alone, you see, has the eternal life. You are the only one. You are the only one and the only way that God has laid for us. You are the only one. The eternal life, you see, is through you. So the prophet went on to say, we must remember that he is the way. You come to Christ by being born into Christ. Now, there is no need telling a person or the people a way. What we need to do is that unless you tell them how to get into it. So last week we were looking at how to get into it. Amen. So now every man seeking the way will come to a place, a junction of two ways. Amen. You come to a place, a junction of two ways, like this our slide showing here. You come to that place. And so the prophet was giving a dramatized the story of Zacchaeus. You all know Zacchaeus. When Jesus was coming to Jericho, a very short man, so he ran ahead of the crowd and found a tree because he knew that Jesus would pass by that way. Amen. Climbed the tree, and let's listen to what the prophet said. He climbed up the tree. Listen closely because he's going to help us in our studies. He climbed up the tree, and as he got up there, he found where two limbs come together to meet the trunk of the tree. Do you understand? When he climbed the tree, he found two branches, one here, coming to meet the trunk of the tree. Good. That's what the prophet said. I said, there he sat down. And that's a good place to sit, where two ways meet. Amen. Yours and God's. Your idea and his. So that's a good time to sit down and think it over. When you come to that two ways, praise the Lord. Sit and think. That's what the prophet is saying. Your own thoughts, that what his word says he is, what you think he is, what the word says he is, that's the place where you have to what? Sit as Zacchaeus sat between the two limbs. Amen. Amen. I said, where two ways meet. Now, that's the same scripture. Or we can get the scripture from Jeremiah 6:16, as we read it, that thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, like this, our sister standing in the ways, and see, and ask for the old path, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your soul. Amen. So here is a place where you need to what? Wait on the Lord, and find the right way to go. Amen. Then the scripture said, but they said, we will not walk therein. We will not walk therein. You see, and that same attitude, that same spirit is working in many a man today. Because when man comes to that place where two ways meet, man chooses always by sight. One of the ways appealing, give me the next one. One of the ways appealing, you see. But my brother, consider the consequences of the lust of the eye. Amen. Amen. It was through the lust of the eye that brought what? The fall. And so as true Christians, we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. Faith in the word of God. Because every man will come to a place where two ways, you come to those two ways. And those two ways, as the scripture also says, that there is one that is a straight way. And the other one, it has a straight gate and a narrow way. And the other one, a wide gate and a broad way. Amen. This word straight, I think we all understand. When we say straight, S-T-R-A-I-T, is different from S-T-R-A-I-G-T, G-H-T. A straight line is different from what we are talking about, straight. This straight line. And then the straight means a small space between two what? Landmark. So even in the, with those who have done geography, you see that we have the Strait of Gibraltar. That's a small space of what? Sea between Europe and Africa. The Strait of Gibraltar. Very small. But when you pass through this, that strait, you get into what? The wide Pacific Ocean. Amen. Atlantic Ocean. And they have another one, the Suez Canal. You see, also it's a strait. So strait means, S-T-R-A-I-T means a small word. Amen. Amen. Small space. So now, this lady is looking. When you look by sight, definitely you will see that. That's husband stick?
You see here, it doesn't appeal at all. But here, quite appeals.
Amen. But as a Christian, you know that the word tells you, enter ye in the straight gate. You see, whilst you are standing at that junction, that is the place you begin to recollect all what the word tells you. The word has already told you that enter ye in the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go thereat, you see. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and only few will take that way. So, again, we saw that the way, give us the next one. We saw that another, I saw this image. I looked at it and said, my mind went to the scripture that whoever did it had a scripture in mind. You see that one of the ways goes through rocks and mountains, and the other one goes through a very fine plain. Amen. That also, you know that scripture has already also told you that one time when Sodom was about to be destroyed and the angels were able to get Lot and the family out of Sodom, what was their instructions? He said, escape for your life. Yes. Don't go by the plains, but go escape through what? The mountains.
Amen.
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 So, when you wait at these two ways, all this scripture, starts coming back to you. You go to what? Have faith on the word of God and take what the word tells you. Amen. It is for reason why he said, go, escape through what? The mountains. Amen. Don't go the way of the plain. It looks so good. You see, the person wrote, hard, easy. Mm-hmm. I tell my sister, anything easy in life, watch it. Amen. Anything easy in life, watch it. Because we have been singing that song, must I be carried to the skies on flowery beds of ease, you see, while others fought to win the prize.
Amen.
And sailed through what? Bloody seas. No, sure, I must also what? Fight.
Amen.
That I would reign.
Amen.
Amen. And one thing also is that rocks and mountains tells us about what? The Lord Jesus Christ. People run into it and they are safe. It's a mighty tower. Jesus is the rock. Amen.
Amen.
So that also, he said, scripture will come back to you to tell you that there is a scripture that says, I should flee to the mountains.
Amen.
Don't look at that nice old plain. It looks so good. Very easy to go.
Amen.
Amen. Scripture always what? Directing him. Next one. Then whilst I was looking, I saw this. That's where we are coming to dwell a little. I saw this also, this image. I looked at it closely. I said, but why? It looks as if the person put a link here. Praise the Lord. Then my mind went to a subject Pastor Andrew preached one time here. About what? The Great Pyramid of Khufu. Amen. The Great Pyramid of Khufu. You see, you might be on this highway,
but you realize that no. At least God gives you a link where you can what? Come back to the hard, the straight way.
Amen.
Amen. The narrow way. But you might be here also, and you see that I stood there, and you probably you, please don't do that.
take this road, continue going.
Amen.
Amen. Give us the next reason. So I went looking for the pyramid of Khufu to look at it closely. Now, brethren, let's look at it, because this is where our studies is going to stand. That's subject Pastor Andrew preach. So let's be really attentive here. It speaks so, you see, it's believed that it was built by Enoch. Amen. Amen. Now,
look, the entrance. You see, now you start this way. It's a downward trend.
And I call that this passage here, I call it an inevitable passage or inevitable way. Inevitable because we were born in sin and we came with our own way.
Amen.
Amen. So it's inevitable. You couldn't help it.
Yeah.
So this is this where we all came. Then, as the prophet said, when you come to where two ways meet, sit. As even Jeremiah also says, 6:16, that stand ye in the ways and ask for the old path.
Amen.
Where lies the good way? So here, you see that one of the ways go upward way. And the other one looks as if it's a continuation of what? Your own way.
Mm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So here, if you decide to go this way, the upward way, you see it said ascending passage. This is where you go through what? Sanctification.
Amen.
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 And then you are ushered into the grand gallery. Oh, the baptism of the Holy Ghost rejoicing.
Amen.
The grand gallery. Amen.
Amen.
Then you might have decided to go still. You want that easy life. The way how you were coming, you know, yes, when we are on the road and you go to a place, you see that it's descent. You see, it's very easy for you to go.
Amen.
Amen. Once you hear the upward way, you have to use some effort.
Amen.
But when you get in, my brother, it's easy.
Amen.
So you might have taken this course. My brother, where are you going? Now look at the surface of the earth. This is deep into the earth. This passage is going deep into the earth. This is the death chambers. So when you take this course, you are going towards what? Your own death.
Amen.
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 But God is so good.
Amen.
You see, his long suffering will meet you on the way. Whilst you are on your way down,
Amen.
His long suffering will meet you.
Yes,
so he'll give you what? A link. You see that is an escape shaft. A way of escape.
Amen.
To get away from your own way that will lead you
Amen.
Back to what?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Then you see, when you take that God's grace he has given to you, you see that way is almost vertical. See? Very, see? Because and you go to shed a lot.
Yes.
A lot has been had to be shed from you. Because going here, you have carried a lot of things. And going here also, you may meet your friends and the people who had never even accepted what? The word of God.
Amen.
But you here, you were baptized. You see, again, I forgot. Here, you were baptized. You see, so though you have been baptized, but you still continue your own way.
Amen.
But God gives you what? There might be what? A number of what? Escape routes.
Amen.
But you keep on ignoring them. That's what the prophet said here, that he said, you might have turned God down many times. There will be one time you will turn him down the last time. And here might be the place. I'll see how close you are getting to the death chambers. So when you have gone through that shedding, see, that's where your sanctification also comes. So you come right into what? To you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost now. Now you also have come to what? The great, the grand gallery. See, baptized with the Holy Ghost, rejoicing in the Holy Ghost. Amen. But let's watch something. You know, when I was looking at this thing, a question came to me, say, but what about here? Because here I know that it's going to what? To the presence of the King.
Amen.
Amen. So when here we are rejoicing in the baptism of the Holy Ghost, we are still what? Going, it's an upward way. Amen. It's an upward way rejoicing, but you see, you don't see it because it's not you. It's what? The Holy Ghost that is in you.
Amen.
So you see, going here, you still, it's upward way. We are going toward. We are going towards the King's presence. Amen.
Amen.
Then when this question came to me, I said, then a while, something just dropped. And he told me that, you see, here you might have gotten the Holy Ghost all right. You know what is coming. You know it. See, got the Holy Ghost all right. But you see, you don't want to still continue the upward way. You want what? A level ground.
That's true.
Amen. Amen.
With your Holy Ghost, you want a level ground. And who are those people? The foolish virgin.
Amen.
You become foolish for not what continuing. You are here. See, when even you have come through here and been sanctified, come here, see that here you might still can't go this way or that way. Amen.
Amen.
So if you go here, level ground, see, you have the baptism all right, many of you. But are you still on the upward way? Amen. Are you still on the upward way? Or you are relaxing? You want what? A level ground. My brother, you are not wise in that way.
Amen.
But those who are wise will always what? Fill their cups with what? Oil and continue to what? Move the upward way.
Amen.
Amen. So, brethren, that is what... we want to look into that our lives, see, this pyramid of Enoch, how it fits into. I'm not saying that that's the meaning of what we have gone through, but it really followed that what we are learning, we are studying. Amen. Because you can get scripture upon scripture to what? To testify of this. Amen. So, brethren, you have received the Holy Ghost. We all have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But that is not the end. Are you still on the upward way? During the prayer meeting last Friday?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Brother, Precious Brother Wilmo was really cutting it hard. Amen.
Amen.
You've received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But one thing is that, are you still on the upward way?
Amen.
Or you want a level ground here?
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
You miss the millennium. Why do you want to miss that millennium?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Why do you want to miss it? And then come up in the second resurrection? Oh, no. Don't bank your decision on second resurrection. Yeah, okay. You, as a foolish virgin, you will come up all right. But don't bank everything on that. Amen. Make sure the first resurrection, you are part of it.
Amen.
The upward way. Amen. So that's our study coming to a close. Praise the Lord. So just to read again what the prophet said, we read last week. He said, there are two ways a man can go.
Amen.
And that's his way or God's way.
Amen.
And that is the right way or the wrong way.
Amen.
He said, and your way is always the wrong way. And God's way is the right way. He said, you cannot be in your own way and in God's way at the same time. But what you need to do is that you got to get out of your own way. Like this, see, the man is going his own way. You got to get out of that your own way. Amen. So God can have his way in you. Amen. Do you love him?
Amen.
Yes. As he has not yet come, we are still on the upward way.
Amen.
Don't try to go the level ground, relaxing. Oh, yes. Ephesian church, they relaxed and they were drifted. Amen. Let's bow down. Our dear Heavenly Father, once again, we want to say thank you, God, for a beautiful day. Oh, to begin the week right in your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you for the Sunday school. Now the main service, Lord, as we, stay to God with our worship and praises, Lord. Father, how we want to give you all the glory this morning. So, Lord Jesus, accept our worship and praises this morning. And even, Lord, we want to commit our song leader and the musicians into your hands, all instruments. Oh, our lips, our hands, we want to put them together and worship you, Lord, this morning. And, Father, even as you carry us through the worship into that realm, O God, oh, how we wish that, Lord, you prepare our hearts, O God, for the word that you have for us, O God. Lord, we know there is something good in store for us, something that will take us through the week and even beyond, O God. So we want to commit our pastor also into your hands. The Lord, as he's still waiting on you, O God, Lord, overshadow him with your Holy Spirit. Knowing the needs of your people, O God, this morning we humble ourselves before you, O Lord. That, Lord, you have your own way with us. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God richly bless you.